Are we ready? Okay, we'll call to order the Board of Works for November 23rd. Need approval of the minutes from the November 9th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Department head reports. First up, Fire Department.
Good afternoon, Sunny Peak Staff, Fire Department. I didn't do that.
You're special. It's all that heavy equipment.
Well, thank you. So far, month to date, we have 163 responses, just shy of 2,400 for the year. And this month, we had no major repairs. We were actually able to do some preventive maintenance on our two rescue trucks. We did preventive transmission maintenance on them. I did advise you of the one minor crash that Rescue One had at 10th and Hart Street. We had another minor crash at Stonehenge. Engine 2 backed into a tree. Both both were under our deductible, and neither of those trucks have been repaired as of yet. I just spoke with Janice at Burkhart's, is that right?
Yeah.
Spoke with her today, so it's in the making. All three shifts have, the last month, did some extensive hazardous materials training. We did had Stan Capianco from the state came down and trained all three shifts on hazard identifications, and then all three shifts went through training with my hazmat director, Larry Schatz, in identifying and decon. So we're kind of, with the way current times are right now, we're kind of focusing a little bit more on our hazardous materials training and trying to get that kind of going again. That's all I've got.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Next is the inspector.
City Inspector Philip Cooper. Since the last meeting, we had 27 violations, and I'll give you an update on the 4th and Main. As you probably very well know, it's all down, and the street department, Bryce's crews, been dumping loads of dirt, and probably about 12 more loads. It had finished it up, and then maybe we can get in there and kind of straighten it up, level it out, and then the fence can come down, so hopefully.
Yeah.
So it looks good, so I'm very well relieved.
And Fourth Street's open now. You can
Fourth Street's open, the last street's open, and
transformers back up.
Transformers up.
Great.
Everything's good. So
good.
All right. Thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks.
Animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. So far this year, we've taken in 979 animals. We've returned 160 back to their owners. We've had 390 adoptions, and we've sent 330 to rescue. So we're having some specials this week where they're half-off black dogs.
Half off
for Black Friday. So that's specials all week. Black dogs and cats will be half off.
That's good.
We're also trying to be more, even more community friendly than what we already are. And so we've offered to deliver any pets that people may want to have for Christmas as gifts. And we're going to deliver them. Well, elves are going to deliver them on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Oh. Me and volunteers will do that. And we do have a litter of puppies that we will have for adoption for anybody that will be interested in that. And they'll be available in a couple of weeks. So just fun Christmas stuff.
All right. I think Annie is on vacation. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First is downtown planning grant, Matt Sport, SIDC.
Good afternoon, Matt Sward, Southern Indiana Development Commission.
And I've got some contracts here. The City of Vincennes was recently awarded the downtown planning grant for downtown revitalization. The grant agreement's been fully executed. City got the award letter. So I have contracts here for, first contract I have is with Strategic Development Group. They'll be the consulting firm on the plan, and it's a total fixed lump sum fee of $40,000. This is all being paid for with grant funds. I don't know if you wanted to make a motion separately.
Oh, I'll make a motion that we approve the grant application, $40,000 for the planning.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, and then the second contract that I have, this is for SIDC, and it's for $4,445. This is for the grant administration, and it'll be paid for with local funds. That was outlined as part of the grant.
Okay, $4,445?
Right.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the contract management dollars of $4,445 to SIDC.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, man. Merry Christmas.
Indiana's Historic Pathways sign request, John Sprague. I know he's not here. This is a request from NDOT to put up some signage recognizing Route 50.
It's a no-brainer, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I'll make a motion that we approve the recommended hanging of NDOT-related signs for the Indiana Historic Pathways.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is trash truck quotes. Bryce Anderson, City Street Department.
A couple of months ago, Austin, you had some quotes out for a rear packer. So we're looking at Truck Center. I gave you a list here, yes. I think, Joe. Okay, it's $145,063. Best equipment is $139,247. Stoops Freightliner, $143,250. My suggestion is we just flip these over and then make.
And then Bryce will pick.
Yeah, is that good?
Okay, sure. Okay, I'll make a motion that we take the trash truck quotes under advisement.
Allow Bryce to
recommend the.
And get it ordered. Right?
Okay.
That sound.
Do that. Give it to Bryce to look at and award this. Right.
Yeah. Looks like we have two that are close. So, okay, so I'll make a motion that we take the trash truck quotes under advisement with further input from Mr. Anderson to pursue a contract.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great, thanks, Bryce.
Nothing else, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Nice.